10:02. I'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. Ask Councilman Daniel to do the prayer.
Thank you, Chairman. Creator God, thank you once again for another day. Thank you for this opportunity to come together as the elected leadership of this nation to lead and to guide this nation. I ask that you would help us, that you would give us guidance, wisdom, and direction in our decision-making so that we can create positive change for our people. So I ask that you be with us today in this meeting and throughout our next term as we attempt to make those changes for our people. Amen.
Yeah. Yonko. Our next order of business is to adopt the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda? Lisa.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will note there are a few changes or corrections that need to be noted. The first one under Resolutions A, number 3 on the agenda, just noting that Jennifer Hill Kelly's name needs to be corrected. Kelly should be K-E-L-L-E-Y. Also, for number 11, we can delete Resolution 11, which is titled Adopting Representative to the Tribal Technical Advisory Group at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Those appointments do not expire until this December, and this can come off of there until that time. Then also on the travel requests, A1, the noted dates should be September 5th through the 10th, and we'll go over that when we get to that item. And then there are two add-on requests. The first add-on request is from Councilman Stevens, or I'm sorry, Vice Chairman Stevens, and it is to attend the National Indian Gaming Association Midwest meeting as a delegate. And I believe that is all. Also, we do have a handout that was provided to us regarding some of the budget material, and we can go over that when we get to that item.
My name to Stevens tonight. No.
Those are the changes for the actual agenda.
Is that your motion?
Yes.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the agenda with a couple of additions and changes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions. Motion carries. Next up, we have resolutions. A resolution for the 2017-2020 OBC liaison appointment for organization entities.
Mr. Chairman.
Lisa.
So before you, we have the, for lack of a better word, the first item is the master resolution, which discusses the 2017-2020 business committee liaison assignments for the internal and external entities. You were provided a handout for this item because there were some grammatical things that needed to be corrected. So that is before you. The content has not changed with the exception of one item, and that was my request to be removed from the healthcare area, noting that there are already three BC members that are in that area. All the rest of them are spelling and making sure that everybody's names are correct. If there's no questions, I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution entitled Appointment of BC Liaisons or Liaison Responsibilities for Organization Entities.
Second.
Questions? All right, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm just here on your R10 underneath the reference numbers. Just enrollments no longer has the slash between trust and enrollments. They discontinued the use of that for more than a year now. So if you would make that correction. Thank you.
I'll include that in my motion, that correction.
Second or concur?
Yes.
Lisa?
Just two things. Under M13, there was one addition of Deborah J. Danforth to that group for TTAG.
Any more discussion on this item?
Did you say M13? Okay.
Do you have a question, Kirby? No, you pushed the gray button on the mic. All right, seeing no more questions on this item, we'll go ahead and vote on the motion to approve the resolution by Lisa, seconded by Kirby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, our next item, number two, resolution entitled appointing representative to the Great Lakes Intertribal Council.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, any discussion? Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor of the resolution signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item number three is the appointment of Brandon Yellowbird Stevens, Vice Chairman, on behalf of the Oneida Nation to the Haskell Indian Nations University National Board of Regents, and identify Ernest Stevens III, Council Member, and Jennifer Hill Kelly as Area Manager of Education and Training as alternates.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion on this item? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item number four is to adopt the resolution entitled appointing representatives to the Midwest Alliance of Sovereign Tribes.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item number five is to adopt a resolution entitled appointing delegates to the National Congress of American Indians.
So moved.
Is there support? Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Lisa?
Just to note that you're talking about the final provided as the handout, because there was a title correction from the materials in the packet.
Okay.
I'm not sure if this was corrected already, but under Ernie's name, the K just needs a period after it.
I can't hear you.
I couldn't hear.
On Ernie's name?
The handout we took out.
Adjustment.
Okay. All right, and just noted for the record that the corrected resolution was the handout material. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up, item number six is to adopt the resolution entitled appointing representatives to the National Indian Gaming Association.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I'm saying I don't have
any discussion on this item? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next item, number seven, adopt resolution entitled appointing representatives for membership in the Native American Finance Officers Association.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item number eight is adopt the resolution entitled appointing representatives to the National Resource Damage Assessment Trustee Council.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any discussion on this item? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item number 9 is to adopt the resolution entitled Appointing Representatives for the Environmental Protection Agency Regional Tribal Operating Committee.
So moved. Support.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any discussion on this item? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstention? Motion carries. Item 10, adopt the resolution entitled Appointing Representatives to the Environmental Protection Agency. Is this on there twice? The Regional Tribal Operating Committee.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that there's an error on the agenda. The resolution should be titled Appointing Representative on the Wisconsin Department of Correction Religious Practices Advisory Committee. At this time, also, I think this was one of the ones that we should have deleted at the beginning of the agenda, as it is not required at this point after verification. The appointment to this committee is for the individual, not based on their status as an elected official. And currently, our delegate is Melinda G. Danforth. So I don't believe that we need to do anything with this one at this point until the appointment is up.
Okay. So I guess a motion to delete item 10 resolutions would be in order.
So moved.
Support.
Second.
Motion was made by Lisa, seconded by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item 11 was deleted in the agenda. Item 12, adopt resolution entitled Appointing Representative to the State of Wisconsin Special Committee on State Tribal Relations.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Motion was made and seconded. Any discussion on this item? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. On to travel. We have a travel request, A1. Approved travel request for various business committee members to attend the Great Lakes Intertribal Council Tribute to Survival Exhibit and Indian Summer in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, September 5th through the 10th, 2017. Lisa?
Again, just for the record to note that the dates are actually for these four events start on September 5th, run through September 10th, including the notation that we are adding the Native Tourism of Wisconsin event onto the agenda, or onto this item. And with that, you did receive a handout this morning that was provided that showed that NATAL was included on this, and the extension is from the 5th through the 10th. So with that addition and that clarification, I'll make a motion to approve the travel requests.
Support.
Motion has been made and supported. Is there any discussion on this item? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item number 2, travel request, Oneida Business Committee, National Congress of American Indians, 74th Annual Convention and Marketplace in Milwaukee, October 16th through 20th.
So moved.
Second. Second.
Motion by David, seconded by Kirby. Any discussion on this item? Seeing none, we'll vote on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up is General Tribal Council.
Oh, there's an add-on for number 3. Add-on travel request.
Add-on travel request by Brandon Stevens.
Mr. Chairman. The add-on request is for Vice Chairman Stevens. It is to attend the NIGA mid-year event Tuesday, September 19th through Thursday, September 21st, including the 18th as a travel day. My understanding is that there's also a request for Councilman Matoxin to be included on this request. And with that notation, I'll make a motion to approve the request.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any discussion on this item? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. One abstention. Kirby. All right, now on to General Tribal Council. Item A, approve three actions regarding the October 8th, 2017 GTC meeting agenda and materials. Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, presented to the United Business Committee today is the packet for the General Tribal Council meeting scheduled for October 8th, 2017. The primary item on this agenda is the adoption of the FY18 budget and the accompanying materials. And then there are also two additional items that the business committee approved adding to this agenda. The first one is the tabled item from petitioner Mike Debraska regarding the health board and subsequent actions requested. The third item is a tabled item for the 120-day directive regarding the health board petition. So this is the packet that is before you today for approval to be sent to General Tribal Council. However, I will turn over just note that there's no material changes for the second two items. However, I will turn over the remainder of the conversation regarding the budget to the finance team, as I believe that there was corrections or additional information that was provided as handouts for today.
There are no changes to the numbers. What was presented today is, I apologize, the headers for the reports were not changed from Oneida Tribe of Indians of Wisconsin to the new name, or to our correct name, Oneida Nation. So I made that correction. And I believe the resolution has been changed as well due to conversation the business committee had. So the fiscal year 2018 budget, I will give a overview, is $477,328,544. That is a top line increase of $23.8 million. Those increases come in the gaming line number one, $7.3 million. Retail sales in the budget packet, line number two, of $11.1 million. That is based on a new store opening. $2.2 million increase in line five, health service fees. There is a decrease in line nine, additional federal grants. That has decreased over 2017 budget by $3 million. There's a total of a $2 million increase in tribal allocations, which is a non-external revenue source, but the self-funded insurance premiums did increase by $1 million, and the indirect cost pool income increased by $1 million. Additionally, line number 15, prior year profit carryover, increased by $4.5 million. So the overall increase to the gross budget was $23.8 million. However, that does not carry over to the net, that is not in the net number. Gaming's net profit increased about $4.6 million over 2017. So of the $7.3 million gross, $4.6 million carries over to the bottom line. And retail's net profit decreased by
$800,000. Any questions? Trish?
I don't have any questions on the budget information as far as what Rolinda just stated, but I do have some questions on process in regards to the packet itself and some changes that we didn't quite catch right before this meeting. So there's a couple of issues that I kind of want to talk about, and if we can take them one by one, and then at the end decide, make some decisions, if that would help, if I can go through that.
All right. What's your discussion?
Okay. Thank you, Verlinda. Appreciate that information. Just for the packet material itself, after, I believe it's on page 48, there's a chart inside the packet that talks about budget process change initiative. And the first box talks about a GTC budget hearing. Actually, that is not identified or clarified or created, or so we wanted to delete it at this point in time. And I have a revised, just delete that box, because we're starting with the program service showcase to the tribal community, at which time then we figure out how that information is relayed to the departments. For the development of this budget, we did that in November. Unfortunately, the commentary that was made at the committees or during that event were only shared with the departments and not shared with the business committee. So we need to really enhance that process. So for part of this whole thing, I just want to make sure that that's clear, that it's not, quote, unquote, a budget hearing process. It's an introduction to the budget and community input. So,
I'm sorry, Trish, what box was that?
I'm sorry?
Which box on page 48?
The very first box would be eliminated.
Okay.
Lisa?
So just for clarification, you're asking us to change this paper, you're asking us to swap out this page with the page that was handed out with the resolution?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That's one thing. Okay.
No. Okay, so page 48 will be swapped out with the handout. So the handout on the resolution that was provided to you, the last page has the revised budget process change initiative.
The resolution handout.
In the resolution itself, there was a lengthy discussion the other day, day before yesterday, in regards to the term of capping the number of employees and the situation that we're in. The process was in 16 and 17, we did place a cap. We were able to maintain that at that point in time. That is changing, and we're finding that we're not really able to complete that, but also that we don't know if that's a budgetary consideration that the CFO has been insistently sharing with us and asking us to pay critical attention to that. So we, instead of putting the cap on there, I provided an alternative resolution, if you don't want to use the one that's in the book with the cap, to just identify that we are paying attention to that and that we are directing that the strategic workforce planning initiative is kicked off immediately, and that we do all that we can to identify what the actual number is that the nation can maintain. The number of employees correlates directly to our initiatives and our directions. In fiscal year, the development of this fiscal year budget, we are still going off of the previous administration's direction. So, and that's how we adopted it in the beginning with our administration last term. Moving forward, we're now setting more clear direction on what we want to accomplish. And so that direction will identify even better what our goals are to accomplish, and then we can actually do the assessment to identify which positions are absolutely critical to reach those goals, how many positions can be changed or increased or revamped, or however we want to make the adjustment, that assessment gets completed. At that time, once that's done, then we identify the cap, because at that point we can identify whether we have the right number of employees in the right service or enterprise, or if there should be change. And So there's got to be a lot of dialogue before we can do that. And it doesn't help to put a number on it right at this point because there's not an oversight of what we're trying to accomplish in the first instance. So to understand explicitly clear, everybody is very conscientious about how our employee system and our costs and efficiencies are all related to the goal that we're trying to accomplish. This administration is taking some direction, and they're going to put that out Friday to the operations, which really shouldn't change at this point in time the numbers in the budget, but it should change the direction and how the operations are going to direct their funding that they have to this. So the operational plans may change, but again, it's not going to happen for this fiscal year. So we really can't put a number on it, or we can, but it's just, I don't know how effective it would be. So I'm asking for a clarification. Do you want to put the cap, which is fine, knowing that we're going to be over it next month, or do you want to approve the revised resolution that talks about our strategy to addressing the employment costs?
Discussion. David?
The only problem I have is that there's no timelines in this, and we've already directed them to do this once already, and it still hasn't been done, and it's been sitting on it for like 2 years. That's my only concern. I don't know what more we can do to give them a directive, and they don't follow through. That's what my concern is.
Well, I think when we are going through considerable changes, even though the direction was made, there was some understanding that HRD would complete the process, and in reality, it's not HRD that handles that. They were helping us coordinate it. But we have been working on this since back in September 2014, or April, I should say, where it was actually presented for consideration. And then through our own transition and through the changes in the operations, there was delays, but guaranteed it's not a valid excuse for why we didn't get it confirmed. Oversight, again, this would be a general manager's oversight. Our processes in our last administration, we found where we can make those improvements so that we have that proper oversight. And I think by correcting those actions, we can now make sure that our directives that we're implementing, that we want to implement with this new administration, will be available to us, and the expectations are explicitly clear for the operations. So, you know, it's a matter of really we have to stand strong with what we decide and commit to it with full consensus. And then the operations have to abide.
Lisa?
I'm okay with the way the language is worded in the revised resolution. We don't have a red line before us, so it's just a little bit hard to figure out where we're making the changes, but I think I'm caught up now. Also, though, this is a GTC resolution, and they're providing direction to us, so I'm okay with the way the language is worded and keeping it more open because it's up to us then to implement the more specific track on how we're going to get it implemented once that's done. And we could do that. We can start that now. We don't have to wait for this. And I think we talked about that and we agreed that's what we were going to do. So I don't know why there's a question coming up now about it, because we already agreed we were going to do that and it's getting prepared for the 13th. And we said that we would audit to the work meeting agenda. So, you know, that follow through has already started. So I thought that we were in agreement already that we were going to make this change. So I'm okay with the way that the resolution's been presented.
Kirby?
I just want to clarify now with the vacant positions and the that in our discussion before they could be filled, that divisional directors would have to complete that strategic plan, our development. Mm-hmm. So would that be carried on to this going forward as is?
I'll answer.
Lisa?
What you're explaining is what we agreed to do. And so we can, but what this resolution does is saying General Tribal Council is directing the business committee on how the budget is adopted. I think, at least it's my opinion, that what we discussed as a team can be done regardless of this resolution. And so the language in the resolution is fine because everything that we're being asked to, at least from my perspective, we already asked and decided. So I'm okay with us proceeding with this because we can still move forward with that other part.
Any more discussion?
Yes.
Kirby?
And I guess my question would be to Larry or Melinda. Is that where you've seen it would be all right? And that was part of our discussion we met with you guys. And I'm just looking for direction from you guys.
Yeah, I think it's part of the implementation, specific parties with specific dates, with specific tasks, and I'll call it date of submittal needs to be very definitive. And this is not a critique or in any way a judgment, but we talked about the strategic workforce planning some 4 years ago. It was formed, and I think lacking specificity in a deadline, we've now, I think, been reasonably patient, and that hasn't been the catalyst to get to the destination, which faces the fact that we do have rising labor costs. We do need to assess the backfills when there's vacants. No one's judging if that touches a client, customer, patient, that not be elevated for a backfill. But where there are areas that it arguably does not add value, we've mentioned at least the finance function, that needs to be very critically examined. Because at some point you're going to have, I think, a reconciliation of our rising labor costs with the net income, which is not proportionally moving with it. And we talked about that with all of you during transition. So we appreciate your patience with that discussion because I think it, at least for especially the new folks, it gave insight why we need to go down that direction. You know, as a alternative to a specific nominal headcount, I have to admit I'm in favor of that, lacking the build-out and specificity. But if there's commitment to move that forward, I understand that.
Linda?
Recognizing that this is a General Tribal Council resolution, I would recommend the business committee consider working on a separate resolution that clearly identifies that positions will not be filled until the strategic workforce plan is completed. Otherwise, the practicality of this resolution and how business will operate is that the comment will be, it's in our budget, General Tribal Council approved the budget, so post it.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and that's all I was doing is asking for the timeline. So if you could add that language that Lisa talked about yesterday in our meeting, I mean, that would be great.
Correct.
Because I think we all agreed on getting that started. Immediate wasn't soon enough. but that's the change to the adopting resolution, and the SOE has been changed to reflect the change in the adopting resolution. If you want to, so I'm giving you an alternative right at this point. Which resolution would you like in the packet?
Daniel?
Thank you. I'd just like to note, I understand that it's budget has been, the budget process has been taking place in almost a year-long process, and given that the newly elected committee has not had the opportunity to input and be a part of that budgetary process, so I don't wish to delay the budget process at all, but I just want to make note of that. And then also regarding the cap on in number of employees, I'm not in favor of putting a cap across the board on the number of employees, but I am in favor of implementing the strategic workforce planning, and I don't know what measures that we can put in place to ensure that that takes place efficiently and quickly as soon as possible. But I just wanted to make those comments.
Any more? Jenny?
Trish, back to your first issue with the boxes. Your box one then still reads, OBC reviews budget hearing comments. Can we just delete the hearing because you're not having hearing on your boxes, your first issue?
Yeah.
Okay. It reads, OBC reviews budget hearing comments. Can we just delete hearing because you're not having a hearing now?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. And then I like the resolution as is with an additional motion to, or suggested an additional motion to have the BC create a resolution that we don't do any more postings until the strategic workforce planning is complete.
Second.
I didn't make a motion, it was a suggestion.
Okay, so you stated the resolution as is, so is that the one in a packet or the revised one?
The revised.
Okay, so you would like the revised resolution to state no new hires until the SWP is completed?
I would like the BC to create an additional resolution that there are no new postings until the strategic workforce planning is complete.
Okay, so that's what I was suggesting we would do after we adopt this resolution.
Mm-hmm.
We would take in a subsequent motion
Correct.
To create that. Okay.
Yeah.
Lisa, Daniel, then Brian.
I'll make a motion to adopt the packet, noting the following changes: that the GTC resolution will be the one that was provided to us as a handout, which ends with the Oneida Business Committee shall immediately implement strategic workforce planning to identify the appropriate employment levels and to utilize the knowledge, skills, and abilities of the organization's employees in the most effective and efficient manner. This also includes the revised budget process change initiative pictogram. I'm sorry. I was going to. No, that's good.
Oh,
those two things.
I thought you were done.
I am.
Are you seconding, Jenny?
Yes.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded. Discussion, I indicated Daniel and then Brian.
I think I just needed clarification on the subsequent motion as it applies to this resolution. Would that mean that there could still be hirings, but no more new postings?
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. I would suggest that we hold off on that conversation until we get to that motion.
Okay.
My comment is to that conversation.
Okay. Well, please hold those comments until we complete this action here, and then we come up with the subsequent motion as indicated. Trish?
Okay. Jumping at the bits here.
On this motion.
Yes. In the packet for the revised resolution, can we just include as part of the changes also the SOE, the corrected SOE? So it's a resolution in the SOE.
That was what my... I knew there was missing something. I will agree to include that in my motion.
Second or confirm.
Yes.
And then there was one other question in regards to the agenda page. And it just has, we wanted to add the items from the previous meeting, the tabled items, but it doesn't identify that on the adopting agenda. So I don't know if that was an oversight or do we need to add it?
It needs to be added once we approve the packet.
Okay.
Then all the updates will happen.
Okay. Well, then I'm good.
Kathy?
I just had a general comment. I think it was maybe two GTC meetings ago. A tribal member had expressed concern about the packets receiving having two pages per page. so because it was hard to read. So I don't know if a formal decision was made on that, but I just wanted to remind you guys.
Any more discussion on the motion? Her comment was the discussion on the, at a GTC floor about not putting two pages on one for readability. The print was small. But I don't recall if a decision was made or if it was just a comment from the floor. I think it was just a comment from the floor. But it's something we should...
I'm sorry, Trish, you're going to have to speak up.
I can't hear you either.
Is it definitely for the budget, I wouldn't do half pages. I think that's what the message... But for the other stuff, I don't know how you want to revise that, or if you don't.
Lisa?
So just to note, the packet is, for those additional, for those tabled items, it is two-sided, or two pages per sheet of paper. If you look on page 118, which is where those topics start, we do explain... that the information, this will be the fourth time the information has been sent out. And it is very costly to do those full sheets of paper, especially when we go over the amount that printing can handle. So we did note it on here and indicated to them that they are still eligible to get a full-sized pages if they want to. They just have to do it by utilizing the GTC portal. And they can also bring their February 20th packet, they could bring their June 20th packet, or their August 14th packet, where all of the meeting materials were also included. But the February 20th is the original date, and those materials are in there full-sized. So if the business committee, you know, decides that you don't want it to be two pages per sheet, you can definitely make an amendment to the motion that directs us to change that. But at this point, because this is the fourth time the information is being provided and it's already been provided full sheets before, we believe this was the most cost-efficient way to provide the information at this point.
Any more discussion on this motion? All right, we'll vote on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? One opposed. Any abstentions? Motion carries. Brian.
Before you get to making a follow-up motion, the SWP process takes 3 to 5 years. And part of that process is to determine what is critical positions. So, for instance, a retail clerk would be a critical position. Custodian at the casino would be a critical position, et cetera, et cetera. So that's part of that whole process of determining. There's like 8 or 9 steps in the SWP process. By the end of the rollout, takes 3 to 5 years. So my understanding was the business committee wanted to set this to the BC work meeting to further define and provide parameters around hiring. If you're looking at developing a resolution as a follow-up motion today that says you can't post or you can't hire until SWP is done, that's going to put some of those fund units who have critical positions in a very, very tight scenario. And that's, so just a FYI, it's just a FYI. SWP takes 3 to 5 years. As a side note, since this process started on April of 2014, prior to the previous business committee, so they weren't aware, it was the previous. I think it would be good to dialogue also to send out some type of survey to all the BC direct reports who were here then. The previous business committee adopted a resolution supporting SWP to move forward. How many of those BC direct reports actually implemented or began assessment? And then that should be used as put into their personnel file, because I would like to know how many of BC direct reports did start at least looking at this and assessing it. And that is an assessment criteria for their performance. So, you know, we've got 200 and some fund units, you have 29 BC direct reports. It'd be kind of an interesting piece of information. So I think if the agreement was to send it to the BC work meeting to further dialogue, I think you need to pull in technical staff to help you form what that resolution is, because if you just say you can't do anything to SWP, you are putting an employment cap on for 3 to 5 years. And I don't think that's going to help those critical positions that are still needed, especially since you have a one-stop opening up in 60 days. Those are all 15 critical positions which will be needed. So that's just FYI, or to help you make your decision.
So who wants to do a subsequent motion? Larry.
Suggestion for clarification: as we encountered this under cost containment, I think it's incumbent upon the divisional leadership, if they need essential positions, it's a simple procedural exception and notice and some consent here from the committee. I don't think there's any question. If you've got, again, a customer, client, or patient that needs the hand of service, anyone's going to, that's a formality. Again, the positions that do not in the assessment add value are those that we would question the necessity of backfilling as vacancies.
Trish, then Kirby.
For part of a discussion to get to a motion, I would recommend, I mean, we're all in agreement that we have to make the SWP a priority. So that motion can be as simple as directing the business committee in their very next work meeting to provide, to begin working on a resolution for the implementation of the SWP, identifying dates, critical areas, deadlines, and processes that we would follow for the next year, or for the next few years. So what I'm saying is that we could just actually, rather than making it a directive at this table right here with all those details, it's considerable and it has to have dialogue. And so the SWP is a necessity. Implementing it and how we implement it is the devil in the details. So if we can get that process talked about and prioritized, then we're moving forward, I believe, and we can get a resolution to come back within the next month or so, within the next 30 days. Or even, because we've done this 14 times over, 15 times over, I think we can actually get a resolution by the next meeting, if that's necessary.
Kirby?
I just want to mention my understanding of what Larry had said about direct reports. All he had to do is request the procedural exceptions to continue the hiring in the retail, casino, and healthcare fields. I don't see why we couldn't pass that, because it's back on in their laps. All they got to do is request a procedural exception to hire as needed until they get that strategic workforce plan complete.
Take a stand.
Lisa.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make a motion for the strategic workforce planning topic to be sent to the BC work meeting for September and to include the following elements. A report from the Human Resources Department regarding current levels, full, partial, and temporary employees and full-time equivalents, and to include the development of a resolution that considers placing a hold on expanding employment base until the workforce levels have been assessed and the strategic workforce plan is completed.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Discussion, Joanne?
Previous experience in regards to continuing resolutions, cost containment resolutions, holds on travel, all of those, it tells me that the exception to the rule results in the entire pile, that there isn't anything that's not an exception to the rule when it gets to this level at this business committee. With the audience, because it becomes much more political than realistically a financial constraint on the tribe. Placing that, history tells me that placing that with any other body causes constraints on that other entity, such as HRD, such as finance, such as the finance committee, that are equal to those of the business committee. So I think procedural exceptions allows you room to address unique issues. I think the procedural exception then ultimately becomes the rule, and I would caution the business committee against doing such a thing. And instead, looking at what we've done in the past and utilizing your organizational resources, such as finance, such as the Human Resources Department, to craft the appropriate motion or action that doesn't require a procedural exception but recognizes the unique needs in each one of the entities. It's not a simple motion. It is a somewhat complex activity, and I think that this is something, in order to be effective, needs to be addressed that way. Thank you.
Belinda?
I would recommend that full-time equivalent be more clearly defined, because the current way the calculation is being worked is that all of those employees that are on a leave of absence are not included in the FTE. At any one time, I believe there's approximately 174 employees on a leave of absence. If they were all to come back at one time, that would present a problem, because they're not included in your definition of an FTE.
Thank you. Any more comments or discussion on this item? Seeing no more discussion, Lisa made a motion, seconded by Jenny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Is there any more action items we need to take care of on the, as regards to the budget?
I hope not.
I think we're good.
Okay, we'll move on to.
I would like to offer, though, for the new committee members, if you do have questions on how the process works and all, or on what's in the budget, we can have separate meetings with finance with you to try and get that where you feel comfortable when it comes by the time you get to the General Tribal Council. Understanding that you may have wanted to have some input, but that direction can happen through our work meetings.
All right. Thank you, Trish.
Mr. Chairman?
Yep.
I'd like to ask the committee to consider revisiting item 5 under travel, A3, for the add-on to approve Brandon Yellowbird Stevens to attend NIGA. I'd like to ask the committee to allow me to retroactively change my vote to abstention. And I want to ask for the record that we state that the purpose of that is to just avoid, potential conflict of interest, and knowing that the individual named in that approval is a family member, and that I'll do my best to be diligent and abstaining from those requests in the future. And just want to ask the committee to consider that and retroactively change that to abstention.
I think it would be appropriate at this time to let the record reflect that Ernie is abstaining from A6 as a conflict of interest, obviously, is his brother. So, and the motion still carries. So, all right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so on to the next item, B. Approve the request to schedule a Sustain Oneida initiative presentation to an upcoming GTC meeting date.
Good morning.
Would you like an overview of the request?
Yes, please.
Thank you. The Sustain Oneida initiative is decades old. Actually, the community has been talking about the Oneida enrollment criteria according to the our tribal constitution and to the United States federal recognition. And if we continue on the same course of the enrollment criteria, that we will enroll ourselves out of being. The initiative is, the goal is to create an educated and engaged community, to make sure that they're knowledgeable of the enrollment realities, and to explore alternative options for enrollment or citizenship, and to ultimately enact a solution or a decision. And as this is the most complex and challenging issue that the nation will face, we have been trying to dialogue and encourage feedback these past few years. And we are requesting a second time on a GTC agenda. We originally presented an information session in July of 2015. It was very brief, and it was just to ask the General Tribal Council to accept the information. So we were trying to plant the seed that this issue needs to be discussed and solutions vetted if GTC wants a solution. So the Trust Enrollment Committee is requesting time on an upcoming calendar year 2017 GTC agenda for a 15-minute informational presentation and some Q&A.
All right. Thank you for the summary. I think this item is very important. Obviously, you know, we're getting our blood quantum levels are getting quite low for the new enrollees, and it is something that our General Tribal Council needs to address. This is, to me, this is one of those big items that should be at General Tribal Council for our members to start having that discussion to build up a record of how we're going to move forward with our citizenship, whether it's true like a citizenship or if it's membership or if it's descendancy or lowering the blood quantum. There's all kinds of options to consider, and I think at General Tribal Council that we need to start having that discussion, and it's not going to be a one meeting and decision is made. I would hope not. I think we need to have several discussions on this item to really build that consensus of where we want to go in the future. I mean, it might not affect me or my kids, my grandkids maybe, great-grandkids for sure, depending. So these are all items that our families really need to address and need to figure out a way so that we can continue in our existence. Like Susan said, we'll be enrolling ourselves out of existence in the not-too-distant future. So I think it's one of those big items that General Tribal Council needs to address. Any other questions or comments on this item? Kirby?
As a liaison to the Trust Enrollment, I attended one of their meetings last week, I believe it was, and they enrolled 125 tribal members and not one full blood out of them. And the numbers were just incredible. And I believe with the current situation of a quarter blood quantum requirement, we would be terminated by 120 years.
Right. Only 50% of the tribal citizens in 2030 will have a quarter blood quantum.
And I like the idea of having Sustain Oneida having presentations at General Tribal Councils just to get the information out, not to sway people one way or the other. It's their decision. And it needs to be clear, this is the situation we're in, and one of the options are to do nothing and let history take its course. But it's just so they're making an informed decision.
Lisa, is there any recommended dates so far yet, or is it something that would have to be deferred to a work meeting to set a date and with an agenda?
Yes. At this time, the only other tentatively scheduled general tribal or actually scheduled date that we have is October 8th. We do have a few petitions that have been submitted for consideration, but the conclusion of that process hasn't been done yet, so I do not have any projected dates between October 8th and January's annual meeting. The soonest meeting at this point that we have that we're being prepared for is the January annual meeting. If anything comes up prior to that, we can definitely include this request. There's no reason why we wouldn't be able to do that. But at this point, it would be up to the committee then to decide if you want a special date specifically to this topic, or if you want to hold off and see if we can accumulate a couple different topics or place it on the January date. So there's options available. I don't know if the Trust Enrollment Committee is willing to hold off on a month or two and just wait till the January meeting agenda. But that's where we're at right now with the scheduling of meetings.
All right. Kirby?
What would the possibilities of being on the October 8th only because January's 6 months away. That's like another half a year. To me, January's too far off, but.
Well, very, very, very slim to none at this point. We just approved the packet. It has to go today for production. That's why we had to have a special meeting to approve the packet. So unless we had all 10 pages or whatever the projected material is for that meeting today, like right now, to be able to approve it to be included in that packet.
Is it ready, Susan?
We wouldn't be able to even consider that as
an
option.
No, the Trust Enrollment Committee pretty much revamped from the original informational session. We're trying to edge a little bit away from the blood quantum discussion and introduce more alternatives.
I mean, the request, I think, is acceptable request. I don't think it's, you know, it's good. I think if you just refer it to the Secretary's office to come back with some options, then we can do that, just like we would for any other agenda request for GTC.
Any more discussion? Daniel?
I would recommend to see if we could do a possible series of presentations so that the community has an understanding and that they have that awareness and they can have time to, you know, digest information and create an opinion. So I don't know if there's if you guys already have a plan in place, but I think that we need to bring it to the GTC on multiple consistent times, consistent basis. So,
David,
could it be a standing item on a few? Like we do for the business committee, we have something that's a standing item for like GTC meetings.
Absolutely. Yep. That could be an option.
That's something that I would recommend. Mm-hmm. That would meet everybody's concern.
Susan?
You may know that the NCAI is coming for their convention in Milwaukee. And we have the Trust Enrollment Committee submitted a proposal submission on this project, and they have accepted it. So we will be presenting in October in Milwaukee on one of their panel sessions.
Jennifer?
Is there also a book coming out from the work and the research that Sustain Oneida has done?
Yes, it has been published, and I have a quantity of books in the trust department right now. And we'll be doing a lot of book promotion elevation at the October NCAI meeting, and I'm sure we'll be able to show it to you, if not provide copies, at our September joint meeting with you.
Thank you. Kirby?
I'd like to make a motion to defer this to the Secretary's office to come back with options.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any more discussion on this item? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we already concluded the add-ons.
Yep. Should be done.
Motion by David at 11:06, seconded by Lisa. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.